3 years ago.
I was in a bad marriage.
How many of us? How many of us here today were 33 years ago were in a bad marriage? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Hey, well, isn't it wonderful how God turns things around for us and turns something that was bad into something that was good?
Amen.
And so,
yeah, don't be shy.
So anyway, Pete and Patricia, you're on. Say a few words.
Thank you. So, it was 30 years ago and 6 months. And so we met in a class. A lot of the girls know a lot of the details and everything like this. And it was, she always called it a fat class. So I called it a healthy eating. And it was to re-educate us on that we're not to use food as a reward, and food is not our friend and everything like this. And so so I went into that class. And I'd quit dating years before. If a lot of you have been single and you know about dating, everything, you can understand why. And I'd been told that just have faith, you're gonna meet a gal with blue eyes, electric blue eyes. And so I just rested. So for years, I was just working and enjoying and finished raising my daughter and everything like this stuff. So I walk into this class, and here was this young lady among all the girls and everything like this, and it stood out because she was just entertaining everybody, and she had all this cosmetic jewelry on and everything like this, and I thought, boy, Lord, a balcony personality, and what the Dutch call, you can either have a basement personality or a Dutch. A basement is in the morning, you wake up, and the basement personality goes, oh my God, is it morning already? Everything like this. A balcony says, boy, it's a wonderful day. Thank you, Lord. This is a balcony personality. So then I couldn't believe it. There was all these girls and just me. And so then I asked, well, they were all married, everything like that. So they answered it right. I was all married. I said, boy, it's a good safe place for me. So then that was 30 years and 6 months. Then after 3 months in this class, then Patricia stopped me after class, and she had a little, my story was wrong. The girls had told her that I was engaged and everything like that, and I said, honey, I'm not even involved or engaged or nothing like that. And she says, well, my divorce is final. It just got final. And I said, boy, I can't believe anybody letting a sweet thing like you go. That's where the word sweet thing came from, okay? And she says, you really feel that way? And I said, well, I've been noticing that when I'd come into class, there was always a seat available next to her and everything like that. So I got to know her a little bit. And so then she asked me out.
Of course they did.
So I gave her all the reasons why. I said, you know, it really would be hard for me to date somebody when I was in high school and you're in the first grade, you know, type thing. And I gave all the reasons why a person doesn't date. And she was just feeling them and answering them just perfectly and everything like this. So then I pulled out the old trump card and I said, and really I just date church ladies. And she said, well, I've been thinking about going to church. I said, well, that's close enough. That's close enough and everything like that. So we started dating, and the one thing that I do know that sometimes we get a little into the, well, I love the person, I love this, I love that, it always seems to be obligation. We forget the word like. We have to have like in there. We've got to really like the person, everything like this. There's plenty of people that we can be in love with, but we can't live with, you know, everything like this. So then during our marriage, I have to say that leadership gets involved in it. And so again, I got to go to my Dutch training. And on the leadership was that you put a piece of string on a counter, and then now you move that piece of string. You either pull it or you push it, everything like that. You take a choice of where you are. So the second one is whenever there's two people that are going to go to work and everything like this, if somebody doesn't say, you know, I brought two people are going to just stand there and look at each other. They're not going to get any work done. Somebody's got to say, let's go to work. It doesn't mean that you're the dominant or anything like this, but you gotta say, well, I got two shovels. We're supposed to dig this ditch. Okay, let's go for it. So there's gotta be some leadership. And then it's mixed, and the last one is with example. Okay, so then I tell you the example, and I could go to these different segments of us meeting each other and everything like that, but that would take up the whole time. But I'm gonna give you an example. Then I called Patricia. I woke up one night, she was in California, and I said, you gotta get back here, we gotta get married, and everything like that, because I woke up. And that voice just says, that's the one. What are you doing? You're missing everything, you know, like that. So I called her, and she said, I'll get on the plane, I'll be right back. And so then on this example thing, so then here comes a friend. We got married, and then here came a friend a week or two that I've known all my life. And he says, Pete, I got to talk to you. He said that... we don't have to get married. We've got options now, as us older guys and everything. He said, all you need is a house, and things like that. And he said, I've got my girlfriend has been with me 10 or 12 years, and I had a couple of wives before, but he said there's he said women change, men change, and everything like this after you get married and things. And so I told him, I said, you know you're right. And he said, well, then why did you get married? I said, well, now I'm going to tell you why I got married. One was a witness to God and to our kids and to our parents, meaning her parents. That's why we got married. And I said, it's completely acceptable today that in society that a man can have a woman move in and everything like this. And the man, that's all fine and everything like that. And the woman is looked down at. Everything like that. And I'm sorry to say that, but I said, with Patricia, that then I'm not putting her in that position at all. And everything like that. And he goes, holy mackerel, that's the example. A month later, after 10 or 12 years with this lady, they were married. Everything like that. And she came by once and just said, thank you. Didn't say a thing. Nothing, everything like that. That's the example. That, and that's the Lord blessing ever since I listened to him on this young lady. Everything like this. And so now I'd like to introduce Patricia. with public speaking, I was having trouble with public speaking because as a farmer and I was just working, and the guy said, well, just look up some stories and everything like that. And I said, boy, you're asking the right guy for that. And so I went from a lower grade to an A and everything like that. So I want to introduce Patricia. This is the girl she's written books with the heart doctor. And diet books and everything like this, and sold 9 million copies, and it's the title of the book. It's Grab Your Mate Instead of the Plate, okay, and then the second one is on friendship. You have to be out on the spur of the moment to have girlfriends and people drop by and you do things and everything like that. You've got to get ready quick and everything like that. That book is called A Quickie. And so now all this.
Well, on that note, anyways, when I first met Pete in a class of 12 women, and he was the only guy, I was immediately smitten with him, and we'd be giggling in the back of the fat class, and we saw each other for like 3 months in this class, and I'm so glad I was fat. I never thought I'd say that. I actually had to gain weight to get into this OptiFast class that actually Oprah went to. Anyways, and so, you know, God blesses us in different ways. We would never have met if we didn't have a weight problem. So it was a blessing. And so 3 months into that class, we were giggling in the back of the class, and finally we started dating and stuff. I became single miraculously. Thank you, God. I was married 19 years, and it was a hard one. But anyways, when I met Pete, it was immediate chemistry, immediately passionate, immediately best friends. And I'm forever grateful for God in our life and for all of you. You guys don't realize the support system you are to us. We feel so blessed by all of you. You make the difference in our life. Thank you so much.
Well, before you go, stay right here.
Okay.
And I have prepared a prayer that I want to read to you. And you can have this copy framed.
Oh, good.
And put it wherever you put things. Not in a drawer, but on a wall someplace. Listen as I pray this prayer. Lord, we thank you for Pete and Patricia and for all of the years that they have had together. Today, as we celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary, our prayer is that you will continue to bless them. Let their testimony of love and forgiveness be a help to other couples as they start on their journeys into married life. And Lord, we pray that you will honor their commitment to each other and to you by granting them many, many more years of happiness together. The Bible tells us that when a man finds a wife, that he has found a good thing. You also make it clear in your word how important and sacred marriage is in your eyes. And so, Lord, we pray that you will bless Pete and Patricia with the grace, forgiveness, and love that is needed for a continued happy marriage. And Lord, we know it takes work, but we also know that if you are in the midst of the marriage, that it will succeed. Let your blessings be on this couple. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow,
and we salute you. Let's give them a nice hand of appreciation.
Thank you.
Thank you.